if a little boy smoked 3 cigars, you know, he never used tobacco before in his life, and he smoked 3 cigars right after the other, what would happen to him?
It would make him sick.
All right. If a person has a sick feeling right down here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
When he vomited, what would you say?
Indigestion.
All right, or he feels sick, where or what?
Like somebody vomiting, what would you say it was?
Vomiting?
No, he just...
You say he feels sick, where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration that immediately after a wedding? You know, some of the guests want to tease the groom and the bride, and it's a celebration that's kind of noisy and prankish, and usually the bride and groom are the victims of it. They sit here while bells ring and all that. What do you call that celebration? Do you have any name for that? You used to have a lot of them out in the country.
Yeah, like when a couple married, you know, that couple married, that Oscar Chin and Laura married right down lower, and they went down there that night, a bunch of them went down there. What did you call that? Went down there to the house. I've heard you say it a million times. You know, they took him out and kept him all night long, the men did, and it...
Serenade.
All right, good. You probably heard some women who have children try to make the children be good. You know, you hear them say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Spank.
Or the what will get you? You better behave or the what will get you. Something will get you, they say. What is that something that will get you?
I've heard people say
Booker Man. All right, good. Did you ever say it yourself?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
She never, I think I might say to Cleo one time, and she never had been married.
All right. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, it was Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What greeting would you give to him?
I'd tell him to come in or ring, something like that.
All right. Would you have any special greeting? You know, you tell him to come in about all times of the year.
Say Christmas.
All right.
Gift.
What's that?
Christmas gift or something.
Okay, good. Now, if you had a very heavy suitcase, you might say, well, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Toby.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell over it that lives in water?
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of animal that lives on land? Doesn't live.
Gopher.
All right. Both of them are gophers, right?
No, the one lives in water, not a gopher. What do you call them? You know, Mike brought one up here not long ago. Small one. Big one to go, but what's the small one? They might have had one up down the tub a while back.
Would you ever call it a turtle or a cougar? Yeah. What's that?
Turtle.
Well, does a turtle live in water?
I don't know.